Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. This episode brought to you by Gaslight. Check them out over there on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. Share a wall of chow. So get some cold drinks, some tacos, and hang out in the bar and watch your favorite band in the studio recording. It's really something special and unique for St. Louis, and get out there and support them. They got a lot of fun events coming up, including on May 25th. They'll have Unplugged by Jack again on Thursday, May 25th. And then on Sunday, June 4th, come over and be a part of the Gaslight Sessions. They'll be filming with Old Salt Union and Slush Wave, so that ought to be a real good time. And a lot of other fun stuff coming up. They got all these Gaslight summer camps going on for the kids, too, doing a lot of various things for so get the kids involved in the music, too. It's a lot of fun. Full listing of events and things at GaslightSTL.com. Reach out and see about how you can get your band in the studio recording. Yeah, GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, this is Drew October. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Will that work?
Rock Paper Podcast.
The love side again.
away from.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today, Maryville University?
Yeah.
Hanging out with the guys of Pure October.
Hey,
welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
You guys want to go around the mic and introduce yourselves?
Alright, well, I'm Alex, I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Tom, I play drums.
And my name's Spencer, and I play bass.
Yeah, I just like shouting at the mic. I just recently met you guys through the Road to Point Fest down there.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I would say I'd have to plug Andy for that, Andy from Inner Outlines, because I remember I was talking about you because you sponsored, I think it was their last EP release.
I had the guys on the show to talk about it.
And then that's how I figured out about you. So right. If it weren't for Andy and that me seeing him at the show, then I probably wouldn't have been able to talk to you.
Yeah,
which was pretty cool.
I'm glad it all worked out. But yeah, I met you guys through that, and Spencer talked and about setting this up and made it happen, man. And
what a do.
Yeah, there we are. But it's crazy though, because like. You know, I've been going to those for a while now, and like I went to one a couple of years ago, and I met Apollo's daughter.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had no idea who they were before seeing them there, and like now they're like some of my best friends and stuff. So it's like it's really cool to you know just know I can go down there and find new music, and then like eventually, you know, 2 years later we're all good friends and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a cool network that we've built here in this community of. Especially over pops in the St. Louis rock scene and stuff. So, a lot of people connecting and a lot of people just happy to help each other out and work together. And
right,
been happening down there for a long time. I remember my uncle said he's been going there since like the 80s.
Oh yeah,
and bands just coming
well,
up.
Well, I totally sure. believe you, dude. Because if it weren't for the last show that we played, sucks we didn't make it, but we met free parking, and there were a lot of cool dudes out of Springfield. Is it Springfield, Missouri?
Missouri.
Is that where most state is?
Yeah.
Dude, they killed. They have like 6 people?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had like 2 guitarists, a bass player, like acoustic guitarist, a keyboard player, and a drummer.
Well, they were
like 6, right?
They were like the first people that I met that were our age.
Yeah. Let me count my fingers. Let's see. Guitar player. Keyboard player, bass player. Yeah, it's 6 people.
they reached out the other day and said something about, you know. They have a new video and a new song, and they were like, hey, if you could give this a spin, and I was like, it's not really what I do, you know, I don't really just play music, but it's like, I'd you know, be happy to have you guys on the show and plug it yourself, so I think we're going to try to get together and do something in June. So.
Sweet, dude.
They're pretty rad. Like, well, what do you think? St. Louis is like a total, like, holes, has a really good local scene.
Oh, yeah.
And a very good supported local scene,
dude,
too.
We lucked out. I feel bad for, like, what if we lived in just, like, the middle of, like, bumfuck nowhere.
I mean, because like people like in our outlines live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, and they come down here and do it all the time. I mean, they're basically they're part of the St. Louis local scene. But I mean, you hear like horror stories of some bands who've made it big, and they talk about how their local scene is just like pure shit.
Well, it works out for them. It works out for us.
I dig St. Louis. Obviously, it's the only place I played for a local scene. But like, I mean, I dig it. It's been nice to us so far.
Yeah, I like all the bands we play with. So.
No one's trying to kill us yet. If nothing else,
we're having fun.
That we get to play like big shows, like with like the one with Danger Kids.
Like touring bands.
Yeah, and then like that's pretty chill to just go out and play with them, and then they come back and recognize us, like how you guys were calling the reverse, and they still recognize you guys.
Right.
Yeah, because we played with them that one time, but that's pretty bad.
It is cool that we get kind of lucky that we have, like, a touring scene here. So since people pop by, since we have, like, FUBAR and, like, Pops that have been here forever, everyone keeps coming back, for the most part, when they don't get their stuff stolen.
Tell them.
Oh, dude, that was a low blow.
That'll be a fun story for later. in the show.
But, yeah, like I said, so that was the first time we met. So I don't really know a ton about the band, but you guys, I guess, pretty new, right?
Me and Tom started about two years ago this month.
Okay.
So I think May 20th, 2015 was our first show. We played at Pops, actually. Well, that was our first show.
We've had so many lineup changes.
We had a lot of stuff go down earlier in the band's career, but this is the lineup.
I was the OG.
But this is the lineup we've had for about two years.
So I guess technically, I would be the...
No, because Roman left this past year.
Doesn't matter.
That counts. So I guess we've been at it for a year now, if you count our current lineup.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, like, it's so weird how it started, because, like, it was originally, like, completely different people. It was all through our buddy Roman, who's in Archangela now. But, like, if I remember what he told me, and if it's correct, he started off, like, I think he posted a picture of himself, like, playing bass on Instagram or something, and he had, like, some kids, which turned out to be the drummer for the band DW, and sort of contacted him, like, hey, you're holding a bass, you want to be in a band? And he brought him down to Roxana, where they were all located at, and I guess they started jamming together, and then there was a girl named Rachel that got put into the mix, and she became the singer, and then they all kind of did their thing, and then after that, like, I guess they played a little bit, and then, like, Roman would tell me about it at school, because, like, we went to high school together, and I would be like, oh yeah, it sounds so cool, it sounds great, and then, like, one day he was like, I forgot what the hell the circumstances was, but, like...
I honestly cannot remember at all.
I can't remember if the guitarist quit, or if I was the rhythm guitarist or what, but somehow I ended up playing guitar with them, and then everybody left, and then I met Alex at, a talent show.
Oh, yeah. Frolics. February Frolics.
Our local school's talent show.
And then Alex was like, oh, I know Tom. He's the only person who plays drums. So we brought Tom in because all the original members is like left except for Rachel. So Rachel was still singing. So it was all of us, Roman, and Rachel.
So when we came in, it was a 5-piece. And then Rachel quit. We don't need to get into that.
Okay.
And then we were a 4-piece that lasted for about a year. Then Roman was like, you know, I think I like this other band, this kind of direction. And to be honest, it's way more him.
So now
we're down to 3, and this is where it's going to be for a while because we like each other.
We all went into a pit.
We all went
into a pit, like all the members of the band, and then we were the only ones that survived.
That's how we should have said this story.
But I guess we figured out. I'm sure other bands feel the same way, but, like, after you start rolling with the same people for a little while, it's weird adding other people in, because, like, it'll never, like, click perfectly for the most part.
I think it's weird because, like, it works out just fine because you hear a lot of bands talk about how, like, bands break up and a lot of the time because they might play well together and they might sound good musically and they might all be great musicians, but they can't stand each other.
Right.
And we were all, he and I were friends before we started playing together, and I knew him briefly through high school.
Yeah.
And then eventually we all started kind of playing together, and the 4 of us and now the 3 of us, we like each other and we all play music and we all like the same music, so
yeah.
It just makes sense to play together, and that's probably why we've stuck together for the past 2 years. And
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of that too, like, I think it probably helps being a 3-piece also, just out of convenience too, because it simplifies things, you know, like,
right. Yeah, right. Very much,
you know, so. Especially if you guys are looking to do any, touring or anything at all, like, you know, just see it's going to be a lot easier when you have 3 people instead of 4 or 5 or whatever.
6.
Yeah.
It's like Cornbread brought that up to us at the Pop show. He's like, yeah, I appreciate that you guys are just like a 3-piece, and, you know, you don't have, like, 20 people taking up the whole stage.
Yeah.
It's a gift and a curse at the same time because, like, well, one, you do have 3 people, so, like, it's, like, low management to kind of get our shit together.
But at the same time, it's kind of hard to cover some of the parts. And, you know,
and
you got 2 guitar
like,
parts.
for like all these shows that are around here that generally are pay to play, like it's kind of harder to bring in the dough because like it's three people selling tickets versus mm-hmm. like five people who know, like who have their own different friend groups that can branch out further.
Sure,
it's whatever.
Especially now because we all hang out with the same people. So,
but we let's say we make it work.
They get tired of having us come up to them and saying, "Hey, you want to come to another show?"
We do work. Like,
it's kind of cool because in recent days, or like recent months, more like it. We've noticed more and more people, like, because obviously when bands start, it's all, like, talking about, like, hey, like, you're asking your buddies, like, you want to go to, like, a show that I'm having or something like that, but, like, in recent times, like, we've seen more, like, random people, like, getting our, like, our music and, like, buying our t-shirts and stuff and talking to us, and it's, like, it's crazy to think, because these are complete strangers that actually, like, dig the music that we make. So that's, like, that's kind of a new thing, and that's after going at it for, like, what, like, a year and a half, 2 years?
Well, if you want to...
I guess for me, it's, like, 2 years.
Where would you say, like, we would start... Is it, like, total reshape with this new album, then?
Yeah.
So that would mean we're still in, like, our first year. We've been in our first year for the last 3 years.
I don't know, I just work here.
Right. I mean, someone says, like, it takes 5 years to make an overnight success, so, you know, we're 2 years in, so...
Yeah.
But no, he's right though. Like, we have been getting a lot of hits from people that we don't, like, we're not actually familiar with. Which
it's
is
very,
like,
it's a good feeling.
It's kind of weird. It's actually weird. Really fucking weird. It's like these people, like, you're sitting there, you're like, you give a shit?
You care?
Like, you care?
Like, we
I was like, are you friends with one of my friends?
We actually had, like, our first online t-shirt sale, like, a couple weeks ago, which is like, we saw it in the email, we're like, what? We actually have to send off a t-shirt now? So, like, that was pretty rad, though. Like, we never had that happen. Like, it's weird how, like, the small things get to us, but it just shows, like, how like, this whole thing might turn out, like, as we keep going.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been talking about it a lot recently just because it is fresh on the mind, but it's an incredible thing that my friend Jennifer just... put the Rock Paper Podcast logo on her arm.
I saw that.
Yeah.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Dude, that's badass. I saw that.
Tattoo. She's got a whole local sleeve going, like all local music. And, you know, so it's like, it's you know, there's things like, I kind of talked about how, like, you know, you kind of get to worrying about all this other stuff and then you get stressed about some things and all of a sudden, like, somebody, you know, does something like that, like even just buying a t-shirt and you're like, man, that really, you know, it means a lot, and it really, like, just connects, and like it kind of puts everything into perspective. You know, you realize that you're reaching somebody, you're affecting somebody else's, you know, besides just, you know, your music's making an impact on them and stuff. So, that's a huge thing, man.
I guess that's like, if we had like any sort of goal, it would be to do that. Then, at least for me, like just reach people as many people as possible, and just like. I don't know, because it's a good feeling, so you don't want to, like, you don't want to stop it, you don't want it to, like, end, so you just keep going at one, you just keep going at it, you know what I mean?
Well, you guys put out an EP, like, what, November 2016 or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, around that time frame.
It was weird, like, we released it in songs and never actually put it out as a full EP, we just kind of were singles, and it got put out that way, but yeah, it is a collective EP.
Didn't really do C3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's three online, and there's a fourth one that's on the actual, like, physical copies of the album.
So far, if you figured anything out from listening to us talk at all, we're still trying to figure out what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
Aside from the whole, like, production mess behind everything, you know, the songwriting was good, the instrumentals, we all played well on the recordings and everything, so... And it was just outside process, but I mean, the songs at the heart are still good.
This whole thing's a learning process.
Yeah,
I think,
isn't that life?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's
philosophical.
But I think
is Jesus.
I won't set myself on fire to keep you warm. Don't you know? Cause we don't care about what anybody has to say. Lots of limitless, we're taking in the outer space. give a fuck about the people who've been putting us down. We're gonna set the world on fire till we see the sun. Yeah. Cause we don't care about what anybody has to say. Our lives are limitless, we'll take them into outer space. So here we are, we're gonna run this town. Screaming out loud, don't give a fuck about the people who've been putting us down. We're gonna set the world on fire till we see the sun. Cause we don't care about what anybody has to say. Our lives are limitless, we'll take them into outer space.
Hey, looking for some new music? Come by Music Record Shop in St. Louis, Missouri, located in the Dot Zack building. Hey, every Friday they have new records in store, including new John Mayer, new Incubus, the Chainsmokers, Justin Towns Earl, Blink-182, Greatest Hits, all kinds of stuff. Find full listing at musicrecordshop.com. You can shop online there 24/7. Be sure to follow along on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. They're always giving away records and tickets to shows and all kinds of sales and things going on, so they let you keep you up to date with what's happening. Again, shop online, musicrecordshop.com, and get involved. Shop local, people. This is a really great record store right here in St. Louis, and get out and support your local business. They also have a wonderful local music selection, so if you want to shop local, you heard some people on the show and you want to check them out, go over there and take a look at their local music selection. And if you have a band and you want to get your records on the shelf, reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, everything at musicrecordshop.com.
Yeah, I think that's probably a very similar story for a lot of people. I mean, you get excited, you want to get out there and do this, and you want to, you know, a nice record or whatever, and then you get the kind of the stars in your eyes, like, and there's tons of people out there looking to take advantage of anybody they can and make a dollar off somebody else. So
it made us wiser for the things that we don't just jump as soon as we get approached by somebody. Yeah.
I don't know. It gets kind of disheartening though, because like sometimes you notice like some of the bands I think of, like there's like you see like With Confidence and then like Bill Murray and then like all these people that have like their debut albums, and they're like perfect, and then they're like already signed and you're like, what? And then you realize they've been in like 12 bands before that.
Yeah.
So they have it down to like an algorithm.
Just right place, right time.
I guess.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you probably I don't know if you guys know stuff about like Green Wheel and we had a couple of big bands come out of the area, and like Green Wheel got had some commercial success where they were on the like Spider-Man soundtrack and stuff, and like the first Spider-Man and stuff, like with Tobey Maguire and stuff.
Holy, that's my favorite movie.
But they and then like Melissa Etheridge, I guess, I think she bought like their catalog or something like that afterwards, and like she ended up cutting their song. They have a song called Breathe, and she ended up redoing it. And but anyway, like these guys were at it for a good while and had some things, but then like once they got signed, like I don't know what happened, but they got screwed around on their deal and they all split up, and so they're not playing anymore and stuff like so. There's a lot of things that happen like in those early things where bands like think they're, you know, hopefully they're hoping that this is it, this is going to be the big break, and then it turns out to ruin the band and stuff, so...
Yeah.
You know.
So we're getting ours out of the way early.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But, yeah, I listened. I mean, it wasn't too bad. You know, obviously, like, you guys are probably a lot more critical of it being that sure is, but...
Yeah.
You know,
so, like, anybody...
Right, so, absolutely. But when I listened to it, I thought they all sounded pretty decent for the first EP and stuff, and...
So we've got our sound out, so, and like the songs got out, so people can actually hear what we sound like. And like people really dig Halloween. That's one of our favorites, at least.
Yeah.
That, and my other favorite is, well, I'm not gonna say we hate any of the songs because we don't actually hate any of the songs.
No,
but Nothing to Prove got a bit old after a while. But
it's just because it's the first one we wrote.
Sure.
And then we wrote it before like we've done like four mixes of that song, four recordings of that song.
We've had like four versions of it. Too. Yeah, Rachel made like the first lyrics.
And we've been focusing so hard on this new album that we're trying to put out and playing those songs so much that when we look back on like the first song that we made,
we're like, no,
we're like farther ahead,
especially because when you go from a 4-song EP and only having 4 songs to play, and then you have to fill in a 6-song set, and you're like, oh wait, we got to throw 2 covers in now.
And now we only just have.
And now we have.
Everyone talks shit on the covers.
Well, no, I'm not saying we don't. I'm just saying like
think it's fun.
Well, now we have.
I want to do the cover from that song from the Goofy movie. We talked about it.
We started on it.
We haven't
arranged it.
It was gone.
Because we haven't arranged it yet.
Anyways. No, it's like weird. You go from a 4-song EP and having to play 2 covers, and then you get to like, oh, now we have a 9-song album coming out, and you have more songs to pick and choose from. It makes for a much more creative live show.
You sound like Gordon Ramsay trying to kick like some like food. I don't even know what to call it. Review. Yeah, it's like doing like a food critic. You get more of a tasty palate.
You get more of that zing.
That ping the boopa.
I bet nobody's laughing right now.
These
guys are fucking awkward.
You get more of that spaghetti flavor. That zesty spice.
Here we are, coming on a music podcast, and we're
get
talking about food. Spaghetti.
Macaroni, pepperoni.
Why don't we put that on the t-shirt?
Lamborghini.
Good night, St. Louis.
You get Pure October. They provide the spaghetti flavor. Oh,
they give life that zesty spice. Oh my god. Good stuff.
You guys, you guys said in the new album, you guys currently wrapping up that and expecting to, a June release, right?
Yeah, June 1st is when that's supposed to come out, hopefully. Okay. I mean, not hopefully, I'm going to get on it.
Yeah.
I say, because we're
produced. Say that, because it's self-produced.
Yeah.
I'll say.
I mean, you can talk a little more about how we did it.
Well, I've been really into, like, recording and mixing, and I've been trying to get on, like, learning everything, and that's how we originally just do, like, our song demos. Like, whenever, like, we were like, hey, let's write a song, I'd basically just strum something up, show these guys, and then they would learn it, and then add to it, or we'd subtract from it, or, like, come up with that. It's kind of like, well, I was going to say the architect's method, but, like, they do their own thing. I'm pretty sure they just write it, and then everybody else learns it. But started, like, just making demos, like, just straight out of GarageBand and Logic, and then I got pretty decent at it, so I was just like, hey, if you guys have confidence in me, I'm gonna go ahead and try and mix this album and master it. Well, yeah, I'm probably just gonna try and master it too, see how that goes. And then so that's where we're going with right now. It's basically almost done. We just got a couple songs to work with, and I gotta get just make it sound good.
We did it completely self-produced, so like we went through a guy in Bethalto, Illinois to do the drums, just record the drums, and then for like $300 or something for the day.
That's our boy
worked
Mike.
Out pretty well. Yeah, Mike
Bivens.
Mike
That's
Bivens.
Right.
Bivens. Yep.
Yeah,
and so we
friend of the show.
Yeah,
the show.
Really?
Yeah.
We learned about him through Forgetting January, actually.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, we had
shameless plug right there.
He was cool as hell, dude.
Yeah, we had him do the drums, just recording, and then send it off to him.
We
mixed and mastered it, did everything else basically in his dorm room.
We
the guitars and everything, just played it straight in through a DI, and
so we have
got the juicy tone,
mixed and mastered and everything.
So we have like a YouTube channel, and we'll do vlogs and stuff. We have one up there about when we hung out with Mike, and
all
he's the first person I've ever tracked with that also took us out to get Mexican food halfway through.
That was great.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So, like, we smashed a bunch of Mexican food, went back, Tom did all his drum stuff, and then as soon as we were done, we were trying to leave, and I think we cut it a little bit early, because we were booked to, like, what, 10 at night, and then that ice storm hit.
Yeah, we were just booked until,
like,
the songs were done.
It was a crazy ice storm. You remember when that happened? It was, like, it just, like, shut
that
down the entire big-ass city.
Big-ass ice storm
People
hit,
were stuck on the highways for, like, 2 hours trying to get home.
We moved, like, a solid 10 feet, and then ended up at a gas station, and just sat in there.
Why did you go to that gas station?
I wanted snacks, but then it was also like really icy out, and I thought
it got more tame.
I don't know. All I remember is getting a bunch
of snacks. No, you had to get... Someone had to get gas.
You had to get gas.
No, he did.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I thought I had to get
snacks. I feel like that's irrelevant either way, so...
But no, that was a fun video to film.
It's kind of cool going from... We went from, like, a 4-song EP, 3-song, whatever the fuck it was, because, like, it keeps...
Well,
we did that 4 songs, which is basically just, like, the 4 that we made had when written. We first came together, and, kind of put it out, like, it's called Just a Taste, because it's, like, it was just a taste of, like, what we had to offer, I guess, to everybody.
It's not really a...
And then this time around... This time around, we're doing, like, a... God, what is it, like, 10 songs?
It's eight or nine.
With
nine.
An actual theme.
Yeah, it's concept album. It's all... Well, I guess we can go into depth, but, like, you go on that.
You can, because it was more your idea.
Well, it's all, like, based... It's supposed to be kind of like a musical style, so, like... Sort of how, like, these other bands, like, Crown the Empire, and who else has done, like, a concept? Like, Logic did a movie kind of style.
I know a big influence for me is Ice Nine Kills, even though I listen to so much, like, pop shit, and then I listen to Ice Nine Kills as, like, the heaviest band I listen to. But no, we all like theatrics and everything, so.
It just seemed like the right idea, because I was a choir kid, so I, like, always watched musicals and did musical stuff. But no, we did... like a total concept album based around just the in and outs of high school, like showing up, getting with your friends, like getting with your friend group, finding that friend group, and then like love interest, and then like being shut down like hard, just totally getting a hit in the face, then going into like your angry emo stage, if we've all had that emo stage. I definitely had that emo stage. Oh my god.
We're still in that emo stage.
I hope not. Hell no. And then basically coming out of it, just like a. hopefully, I don't know if everybody gets. This has kind of like also been like my experience with high school, so I don't know if it's like generalized.
It's a collective between the three of us.
Well, I mean, I came out like. My senior year of high school was totally like. Legit, like I didn't have no problems. I was always smiling and doing something fun, so.
Because we had this.
Well, we had this, and then, like, I don't know, it's just total flip around, like, it totally flipped around, like, just my thought processes about stuff. So, like, that's just the, so, like, the whole album's just based around just, like, your journey through high school, and then it translates to, like, your journey through life, like, you're gonna have these same experiences in your life, and then you just, you turn it all around, and you hit graduation, which is the name of the last song, and then you learn from it, and you move on to the next thing.
Yeah, man.
And it really does, like, go through... all the stages of high school, because we all kind of took it from the experiences that we had and just kind of put our characters and made up characters and things. And
yeah. So, like,
song's based off real experiences and everything, but we kind of just put the whole concept and the theatrics and everything behind it.
I think the cool thing about it as well is that we, like, a lot of these albums have, like, one set genre, and then when we listen back to this, it's, like, all of them. All of the styles that we listen to. So, like, the first song is the kind of, like, a Green Day pop, punk rock kind of style. Goes into easy core, like, metal. Then goes into pop, which is, like, more, like, groovy pop style. Goes back into, like, easy core pop punk. More pop punk than anything else.
And then it just keeps changing.
Then it goes straight into metal core. Like, full on, like, screams and whatnot. And then it goes into, like, a... Well, it goes into, like, a soft, like, piano song, then back right into, like, a power ballad to end it all. So it's just wickedly, like, different.
I think it is kind of be, like, because, I mean, we're still young in our, we're very young in our careers, and we're trying to figure out exactly what we want to sound like. So I think having all these kind of different song styles on the album will kind of help, and seeing which ones resonate the best with, like, people who we show the album to will kind of help us determine where we want to go moving forward.
But also, it's like, could that also be our sound, though? It's just that we do
just
everything.
Doing everything,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're still trying to figure it out.
I mean, we're going to see what happens at all.
Let's just do some
well
freeform jazz on the next album.
We're going to play only polka music from here on out.
Spencer, you're on the accordion now.
I can hardly play bass.
I do like that about a record, though. Like, the fact that there's, it's not like 12 tracks that sound the same, you know? It's like, I like variety on an album, and, so yeah, I think that's fun to mix it up and offer a lot of different things instead of you know, again, like all of it sounding the same or sounding just like everybody else or whatever. So, but yeah, that'll be cool. So keep an eye out for that coming this summer, and we've got some dates you can come out and see these guys live and hear some of these tunes.
June 22nd at Foo Bar with the Anchor, you said?
Yeah.
July 8th at Farmageddon. July 22nd at Fest, you said?
Fest in Mako.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Up by West.
August 5th at Cicero's in St. Louis with our boys Inner Outlines we mentioned.
That's right.
Yeah, boy.
And September 8th is going to be your guys' release party then, right? Back at Cicero's.
Yep.
So mark those on the calendar and come out and see these guys and dance around with them and have a good time.
Heck yeah.
Really excited for that Anchored show on the 22nd. It's fronted by the Anchor.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Anchor.
The Anchor. It's fronted by
Lindsay
Ray. She's like a YouTube personality. She does a lot of cool stuff with like metal music
on her
channel and everything.
What?
She the captain.
Look at me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the captain.
Yeah, we're doing, I don't know if
funny
you were about to say
inside
stuff,
joke.
But we have a music video that we're doing, and it's hopefully going to launch sometime like June, July. And our buddy Freddie D'Angelo, who does a bunch of the music, like video stuff, photography stuff out here in St. Louis, he just got back from recording. I don't know if he did pictures or recording for Bass Crooks and Pegboy Nerds. Doing some EDM stuff, but he just came back here. And a few weeks back, we were talking about like a concept for one of our songs for the new album. And we met him at a Wingstop at like, what was it, like noon?
Yeah.
And we smashed like a collective like 30, 40 wings all together. If we add everyone's meals together.
It's only like 10 wings per person. It's not
how
that
did,
much.
Shut up. How do we even get on like... We kept saying like
know,
we were the
said,
captain.
No, we like transitioned from freaking pea cookie.
Oh yeah,
classified.
He said he looks like pea. He said he looked like pea cookie.
Oh, like back from, in the day.
Back in the
day.
But he transferred for that from like the movie. You know the movie Captain Phillips. Like where everyone's like, I'm the captain now. Yeah. Thing. Someone just kept saying that, and now we.
No, he's like you're the captain.
Yeah,
I don't know who the hell the captain is now.
Oh yeah.
I think that's gonna be pretty cool. That's for a song called Superheroes that we play a bit.
Superheroes Can't Save Everyone
is the full title.
I think every song we have a shorthand name for it.
Yeah,
for
pretty much. It's basically so we can put it on a set list and just scream.
It'll be like Panic at the Disco or Fall Out Boy, like back in the early days when they had like this long ass song titles.
And then we'll call it like
Martyrdom and what was
Suicide
it?
Is press coverage.
Oh
yeah,
my god.
It's like
I'm dyslexic, I can't read
I wrote, this. I slept with someone in Fall Out Boy and all I got was a stupid song written about me.
Alright.
But
yeah, I think just about every band's got working titles that like are, just, you know, they know what it is, but like nobody else like
has. Shit, we know what it is like
yeah.
Half the time.
But everybody else is like, what's that song called? And I'm like, oh yeah, sorry, that's what we call it. Like, here's the real name. Yeah. Yeah.
Bananarama. It's the actual name of that song.
But yeah, that's so yeah, we got a video in the works, we got release party, we got new album, we got a lot of things happening this
summer filled with fun.
Yeah.
In between work and summer classes and stuff.
And all the regular stuff that late teenagers and early 20s.
I'm hoping to get this merch together
people
too.
Do.
I'll let you guys know about that though.
Yeah, we got a bunch of merch designs coming out, hopefully pretty soon.
Yeah.
We have some really talented people working on them, all from, like, local. We all go to different colleges, so we got, like, a big pool of friends that are doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
Very artistic liberal arts students.
More than me.
Aren't you going? Oh, no, you aren't going to say that anymore.
I don't know.
All right.
But, yeah, we got some cool stuff coming out, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's going to be jam-packed. See you guys there. You better be there.
Alex, you've been farting this entire time.
Yeah,
it smells so bad in here.
It's like you know.
Why do I keep coughing?
He did say, you guys did say we were going to talk about farts.
Oh, yeah, what I forgot about.
Oh, wait, we actually have one question from one person from Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let me pull it up. Hang on.
That was a little foreshadowing on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. It's from who do you think? It's literally from...
Isn't it from Mallory?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just, Mally Westrick asks, yeah, I have a question for your podcast. Why do you guys suck? That's a good question, Mally. And my answer to you is,
we don't have enough iron in our diet.
We have an iron deficiency and a long arm.
Yep.
No, none of us can play our instruments correctly.
That's that. Yeah, it's about, no. Actually, that's just
we're actually dyslexic.
That is the actual.
I'm the captain now.
They yeah, I post those, and they usually just end up being your friends ripping on you guys. Like,
no, there was one person who was like, you said, if you have any questions for him, post them here, and they said, good luck.
Yeah.
That was my grandma.
I was just like, what questions do you have? Good luck.
So, has she heard any of our music?
I don't even know. Yeah, she came to one of our shows.
No,
Grandma Bean.
Yeah. Grandma Bean is badass.
Dude, my nan's heard our music, and she's like, I don't really like the style, but I like that you're pursuing your passion.
Right? My grandma was like, ah, I love it. Too. She said we were going to be the next, I think she said Beatles.
Oh.
It's a high standard to live up to.
I don't want to be John.
Maybe, and then she told you Santa Claus is not real, right?
I don't know, she's Jewish.
Oh.
This is gonna get playful with anti-Semitic, so we'll just let it go there.
Santa don't like you. Santa loves everyone, man. Come on.
There's a reason
you
everybody
to cry
gets gifts.
What are you
no,
doing to Miss Claus?
Fuck. I guess what he remembers.
No, I was asking if she had heard our music because everyone who... Most of our family members who listen to this stuff don't like the fact that we cuss occasionally
that's,
our stuff.
That's
so
whatever. That's okay.
It's whatever. We've toned it down for this record. But,
it's
you know,
art.
We just
right.
Yeah.
It is art.
Art is subjective. No refunds.
Well, what's that? What is it? Is it Halloween? The chorus is middle fingers.
Oh, yeah.
The,
yeah.
So is there, when you guys do that live, everybody just give you the bird?
I try to.
We wish
they
would. They actually throw a bird. They throw a red parrot, like, right at the stage.
Yeah.
A red heron.
No.
Is that a bird or is that a fish?
Put your middle fingers up.
I think it's
pure
a bird.
Poetry by Pure
It's October. A bird that does
right.
Fish.
Oh.
So.
Copyright 2016. All rights reserved.
Boy, yeah, that was kind of a cool thing too. Now that we start, the more shows we play live, like our friends go. But now, like that thing from earlier, how like random people like start showing up, like fans, like they actually like sing the songs, which is kind of cool. Like they know the words better than like I do.
Which is
don't
whack,
know the words.
You know the words better than I do as well.
Yeah, you were talking about that one show we played where you forgot
works.
The words.
Oh yeah, Lindenwood. Yeah.
No, that was, of course,
that'd
be my school.
We
yeah,
brought
that
so
wasn't for our song though, so whatever.
Yeah, so we covered a song by Blink, and then
there.
Alex
oh,
like
right.
Completely blanked on the words like halfway through the song. So then we didn't know what to do. So he brought like this girl on stage. She was like, "I know the words," and she like ran up there.
I
and
don't
she, like,
know the words.
She like helped me through the chorus, and
bless
then like
your heart.
Both of them were up there. We're just like, shit.
It was so embarrassing, but you know.
It's
she
what
didn't actually know the words. She just knew the chorus.
That's what I'm saying. And it was like, oh wow, so does Alex.
It was a great practice. It was a great practice run for Point Fest, which is probably why we didn't win, honestly. But you know.
No,
we got all the words.
I'm just kidding.
Dude,
all the words
Point there. Fest. Honestly, I think that was the most fun and the best we played.
It was a great
ever.
Show.
Dude, we sold out of our merch that night too.
We did.
It's also
we got like five new fans.
Yeah, it was cool because that we. Just playing at Pops originally in 2015 when we started,
God,
it was cool.
2015?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It was crazy because we were just playing on that stage and like we had seen so many bands like on that stage, like Bring Me the Horizon played that stage a long time ago. And that we were playing on the small stage, but then we were playing this show, we were actually on, it was like a two-sided thing, so we were actually on the big stage, and it was really cool because like some of our favorite bands have like played on that stage, so it was just very surreal to be up there.
The wacky feeling of that was when we did play that first show ever, was Mice and Men had played the night before with Crown the Empire and Volumes. And I was freaking out like hell because I was just like, this is what they see? This is amazing!
Well, it was funny because
the stage is made of carpet!
Yeah. It was our very first show, so we had no freaking idea what the hell to expect.
Right.
But no, it was pretty dope. It's really cool, like, because it's just, I guess that's what makes St. Louis really cool, too, is because they got all the venues, and you can just play them all, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Bring Me was smaller in the States back then than
No, they are now, obviously.
If anyone's booking at the pageant, that's the only thing we haven't played, I think.
Well, I mean, we haven't played the pageant, we haven't played Delmar Hall. There's venues we'd love to play. We haven't played the Ready Room either.
Well, yeah, I guess we haven't. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mike Judy hit us up.
Yeah. I was thinking, when you said she only knew the chorus, there's this great video of Dave Grohl on, like, I think it was the Craig Kilborn show, like years and years ago, and he's like just sitting on a stool and he's playing "Tiny Dancer" from Elton John, and he's like, and he talks. So he's like, he said, you know, says something like, "You guys ever watch that movie, Almost Famous?" And they're all like, you know, yeah, you know, the crowd. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, this song, you know, like a thing. And he, you know, so he gets in there and he's like, starts singing, and he's like, let's just get to the good part, right? You know, it's like, oh, my God! So, like, he just, like, totally skipped the whole...
Have this to the best of us.
Yeah. He's like, thanks, Dave Grohl. I saw Real Big Fish a while back, and they have... I forgot the name of the song, but they replay it, like, six times in six different genres over and over and over and over.
Oh.
Like, the same exact song. And everyone thinks it's funny as hell. I don't really know what other bands, like, do that kind of stuff. Or, like, Green Day brings kids on stage to play guitar. Like, that's crazy.
They do some cool stuff at their shows.
I had my buddy Dan Kelly on the show with his band Ben Diesel.
Yeah.
And they were... he was telling me a story about when he was, like, 12 or something or whatever it was. Or, you know, 14 or whatever it was. They pulled him up on stage at the Green Day show, and he got to play Trey Cool's drums.
Oh.
And he said Trey Cool's, like, flicking boogers and spilling beer on him and all this stuff, and like, you know, and like making faces behind him and things. But he's like, you know, he's talked about how it's like been like the coolest thing he's ever done, is, you know, getting to play drums on the stage with Green Day and stuff. So
that's so cool.
Yeah,
I got to see Green Day at the pageant on their club tour, the revival tour, if you want to call it that, last October, and. It was really cool. Trey Cool's just up there. He's breaking sticks on every song, and he's just like, he has just like a pile of sticks at the end of the night, and he just threw them all out into the crowd. I didn't catch any, sadly, but it was really cool. He's back there chugging PBRs the entire time, and just like having a great time. Like, I can't believe those guys get up there at the age of like 40 and play for 2.5 hours,
sure,
and they're never tired. But still, like, you know, your body starts changing when you get to like, you know, 40. 30s.
My voice didn't drop till last week.
That's another thing, though, is that we're all, like, 19 and 20, so, like...
Sure.
It's hard to... At first, like, whenever we're starting, we're just like, we want to get there, and we want to get there now. Like, right. At least that's my... Well, that was my mentality, but now it's just kind of like, dude, we, like, got, like, another 100 years of playing instruments in us.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, those guys, you know, Green Day... been doing it like 20-25 years,
right.
And they like still love it, they still have fun, you know, at least it appears that way, they still have a great time.
I know,
on stage,
like, they just put out that documentary they put on like Spotify and they talked about it, I think, in the last like little like segment, but they're like, they're just gonna keep going until they're dead. Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't like ended up hating each other, breaking up, or any of that stuff like all these other bands have.
I mean, they did.
Or like finally ending.
They
like
they didn't break up, but they were on a hiatus for about 5 years.
I mean, like, they're the only ones that have kept it. Okay, besides their original,
it was like 20. It was like 2014.
But besides like their original drummer,
because they're those Cherry from freaking Tanked.
Yeah.
Yo, but like. They're the only band, like, despite the original drummer leaving, and then Trey came in, like, to keep the same lineup the whole way through, too. Like, Blink has been around forever, but, like, Tom's not still here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that.
Blink also broke up, though, at a point.
Did
they? Yeah, from, like, they broke up after, like, the self-titled came out, and then they got back together when Neighborhoods came out, and then Tom left the band. But,
yeah.
I think another thing is reiterating what I said earlier about, like, you know, we all like each other. It's like Green Day's been together forever since, because they actually like hanging out with each other.
Right.
You've seen each other's penises. We're set for life. No, I'm just kidding. We haven't seen each other's penises.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We've seen each other's penises.
No, we're not at that milestone yet, but we'll get there.
We'll hit all the tough issues here. Farts and penises.
And why our fans hate us.
Good job, team.
Now we're going to talk about politics.
We're going to talk politics? Oh, God, no.
I don't like asparagus.
I think we need to move all our money from asparagus and move it into lettuce. The lettuce stocks are going to rise, I'm telling you. Put all your money in lettuce, Alex.
Is that really politics?
We had a very nice conversation about that back when the whole United scandal went down with, like, the United Airlines and everything. And he was saying, like,
he was trying
to play stockbroker and tell us to put all our money into American Airlines.
We had to teach Alex how basic economics works.
No, because you put your stocks into... You put it into United Airlines when it's at its lowest point, and then American Airlines and Delta both got hit later on, so that rose United Airlines stock and dropped theirs. So that means you instantly make money right there.
Shut up, Alex.
Yeah, I was genius. Oh my god.
Why would you invest in airplanes when you can invest in water mobiles?
I think let's say water
boats. Did you, like, not do any of your finals because you're watching Legend of Korra?
No, I finished them while I was watching Legend of Korra. That's a quality show, James Plug right there.
I think the last show I watched was... Oh, damn, what was it? Everyone was watching 13 Reasons Why, and I think I was watching Bob's Burgers instead.
What's the difference?
Well, I felt so bad. I'm sorry, I'm putting my roommate on the spot, but, like, I was sitting in my room being a total loser, like, playing, like, League on my computer, and then meanwhile, like, my roommate was in his bed just, like, bawling because he was watching the last episode of 13 Reasons Why. So, like... I didn't want to say anything, like, I hear, like, this, like, sniffling, like, kind of crying. I'm just sitting there, like, playing on the computer, trying so hard, like, ignore it. And then finally, I'm like, are you okay?
Watching Bob's Burgers.
Well, like, no, I think the last show I watched, it wasn't Bob's Burgers. It was, I started watching One Punch Man.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like this really weird ass anime they have on Netflix. It was funny as shit. It's like, he's like a superhero. Okay, so he meets like this lobster dude. There's like
goes in the depth.
No. There's this business dude. There's this little kid. And this little kid like draws like something. He draws nipples on this lobster dude. And it pisses off the lobster dude, so he tries to kill the kid, and the businessman punches him in the face instead. And then, like, the businessman becomes, like, a superhero, where he trains so hard, he becomes bald, and if he punches anybody, they cease to exist. They just die. They just explode. They, like, get vaporized. And the entire show is about how he hates how everyone he punches dies.
So what was the question again?
If that's not quality storytelling, I don't know what is.
And the Emmy goes to.
I don't know. I only watched like 4 episodes.
Oh my gosh!
What was the question again?
Why do you guys suck? I think.
Because the fucking nipples in anime.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen each other.
Well, I guess we'll wrap this thing up, guys. You can follow these guys on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and...
Oh, dude, we're on everything.
We're also on Hot or Not, believe it or not.
MySpace,
If you pull up on a page on Hot or Not...
If you can actually find us on Farmers Only.
Farmageddon people, hit us up.
Yeah.
Farmageddon. Find us on Farmers Only.
Yeah,
but... No, if you pull up our Hot or Not, it's actually a picture of just... The skull eating pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Or Alpengard. But, you know.
I can't tell if you're kidding. Are we actually on Hot or Not?
No.
Oh. I don't think that's like an app anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it got shut down like Vine.
No. Yik Yak also got shut down. They're complaining about too much bullying.
You know, Yik Yak is... Like, it's like a site that basically, like, it's like anonymous chatting.
The man's trying to leave, Tom.
Yeah, I know, it's like anonymous chatting, like, MySpace or Omegle, what is it?
Omegle.
Like, Omegle? But, like, for, like, college campuses, but, like, there's like it's just like nothing but like straight like shit talking.
We actually have to wrap this up. I have to pee really bad.
People got bullied and then they made it not anonymous and then people just like, why the hell am I on this? This isn't anonymous anymore. I don't want to be here. But no, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube,
all that
Reverb
stuff.
Nation.
We do have a Reverb Nation. Bandcamp, that's where we sell our merch and our
and tickets to all
tickets.
Of our shows if you want to come pick those up.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's really about it. Check. All of our shit's on there. Like, all of our, like, wackiness and whatever we're doing, it's all on our social media too, so yeah.
Right.
Be sure to follow.
Follow along, and then, yeah, June 1st, the record, music video, hopefully
sometime
soon after
June.
That.
June.
Yeah, you'll
and
find
then,
it.
Well, hopefully June 1st, but yeah, just be on the lookout.
For sure. So yeah, big things coming. Stay tuned.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
thanks
you taking
thanks for having us, dude.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Stay zesty.
Yeah.
Stay spaghetti.
Penises.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.